With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston, a radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Great Hill Morning Show brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Jeep Adventure Days. Get your new 2020 Jeep Renegade today.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
If you're driving on country roads or, I guess, any other road today, it appears that, based on a tweet from Elon Musk, that the self-driving situation is underway. We talked about that.
I'm good. Thanks.
We talked about this last week where they were going to send out essentially a software update that allowed every Tesla to...
No, every Tesla. Okay. They're doing a beta program with this. Okay. And Tesla has been very careful to clarify that they're rolling this feature out only to expert and careful drivers that are enrolled in their early access program. So there's your first problem.
How are they figuring that out?
Well, I'm sure they have data on how people drive, so they probably analyze it. And like, Bob, you're number 213 in our test regimen. We want to offer the beta rollout to you.
So nobody over the age of 60, hopefully, is getting this.
Okay. I mean, no prime candidates, maybe.
Mutt was handpicked first download.
No, terrible. So what they're doing, they're combining this full self-driving feature with Tesla's Navigate on Autopilot. And basically what it means is your car is going to be self-driving. However, the driver still has to keep his or her hands on the wheel at all times. So it's not like you can hop into the passenger seat and take a nap and get from point A to point B. There are still these safety measures. But even with that, I'm still not at the point where I trust this.
People don't follow the rules of the road anyway.
They don't.
You could be driving today and see next to you a Tesla where there's only one person. They're sitting in the back or they're lounging in the passenger seat and that's it.
But what's the upside if you have to sit and have your hands on the wheel? I'd rather just drive, wouldn't you?
Right. Yes, I would too.
Like, I don't even understand what's the point.
So basically what it is, and I don't even think this is going to be it shuts off if you take your hands off the wheel because it senses it type situation. It's going to be one of those things where if, you know, your car's nav system says, please do not type while driving, and you hit I agree, and that's it. Like, it's like iTunes terms of service. Nobody actually reads it. And before you enable this feature, you'd have to agree to keep your hands on the wheel and monitor the situation at all times. But it's going to be like 1, 2, 3 weeks before the first giant accident comes out where someone drives under a Mack truck again.
Maybe it won't be. If you trust anybody, don't you trust Elon Musk? I mean, if they're
the guy's
sending
high
it
all the time, Greg.
If
With as much as Danielle bitches about other drivers,
I know.
Shouldn't you be for self-driving? This is going to improve traffic by a million.
In theory, yes, but that, again, it's like the coronavirus vaccine and any Apple update with iOS. I like to wait until the second generation when a few people have had a chance to test and crash first.
That's generation 2.
I know. I get it. I don't know.
Here's a
9-7-8 Ken.
9-7-8 text says, laugh if you want, Danielle, but self-driving cars are safer than humans.
I'm sure they are, but, you know.
Are they, though?
A little further out. A little further out.
I mean, think about everything that goes wrong when it comes to technology.
It's got to be better than... Look around. Look around any road you're on. Some dope next to you within 3 cars, I guarantee, is going to have his eyes looking down in his lap because he's holding his phone down there.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have the ballsy people that are holding the phone like the Pop-Tart in front of them while they're on speakerphone, and you're like... How is this person not getting pulled over? You can't hold your phone in your hand. But they're just going, you know, Susie the soccer mom from Saugus in her Escalade is like, yeah, I got to go up and pick up the kids. They got a thing down Hockey Town today. And she's holding the phone, not paying attention, swerving across 3 lanes on Route 1. It's a mess.
Jeffrey Toobin is waiting until you don't have to have both hands on the wheel before he uses the...
He might not get fired from CNN, which is shocking to me.
What do you mean he might not
They say, I saw a headline, I think it was on Daily Mail earlier, that said he might not get fired because of this incident.
Well, of course he's not going to be. He's probably going to say that he's a victim of...
toxic masculinity.
Excessive access to pornography, and that's why he had to masturbate on a work Zoom call. I'm sure he's got some excuse that's ready to
go. On the self-driving cars, though, Greg, I know it's not mutually exclusive, but why have we not designed something that prohibits people from being able to send texts while driving? I feel like that is the leading cause of accidents or poor driving. Driving has never been worse in the city of Boston.
Isn't this America? Did you guys always tell me?
Well, you have to wear a seatbelt. It's a law, Ken. So,
it is
I mean,
America.
Oh, now you're pro-law, so boy, you wouldn't know it.
What?
I mean, so what do you...
No COVID
you want,
laws, that's for sure.
You want some kind of a device which disables your phone and you can't... What about everybody else who's in the vehicle? How would it just disable the driver's text?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you could have somebody else blow into your car to get the breathalyzer, allow you to turn it on, but at least it stops most people from doing it. I mean, I think that it is... the 99.9% of people that I go past on the highway that are driving recklessly are staring... right at their effing phone.
Yes.
Now, correct. Greg, would you support mandated self-driving cars for people over the age of whatever? Like, so when you turn 60 in a couple weeks, you know, boom.
He can't even figure out how to use Apple TV. You think he's going to be able to learn how to figure out how to turn on the self-driving feature?
I'm not worried about him. Like, I mean, I personally, I like to drive, so I would like to drive.
You haven't driven yourself since you started the show.
Can we stop with that Danielle narrative? That I mean,
I'm not the narrative. You're the one that. Post videos in the passenger seat with a charcuterie board under your left elbow with Johnny Egan at the wheel.
Occasionally, Johnny Egan drives somewhere if we're going somewhere. Occasionally.
When we were in Florida, I had to drive and pick you up right from your door at the hotel.
Yeah, that was awkward.
I mean, this is a good point. Did you ever see a car accident on the Jetsons? No. So maybe it is safer.
That's a great point.
I mean, the only issue I have with it is I wouldn't mind if it wouldn't freak me out if other people are using them. I think that the only issue that I have with it is if you're and I assume that Tesla is, you know, the reason they're going forward with this is that when it comes to doing all the testing and with the beta testing and all the rest of it, they've, you know, some sort of governing body has determined that it's okay to do it. I would just be worried that the malfunction leads to some kind of a massive accident, you know, and that you have these out of control. It's like that dude. Did you see that dude in Florida yesterday who was drunk and piloting his yacht?
Oh, my God.
And he couldn't park the thing, so he rammed into like 14 boats in the marina.
It was like a 32-year-old guy with a 40-foot yacht. And he's just smashing it. And he was arrested for BUI. I didn't know that was a term.
A buoy.
Yes, a buoy. Yeah, and he kept hitting the dock, and then he got off the boat, walked down the stairs like it was nothing.
What?
Yeah, that's like la la la.
Well, there you go. You don't even need to park. You have a self-driving car. You don't need to park. Don't park the yacht. Don't park the car. You just keep going.
Well, they have the self-parking cars now. Like there's
Mad Pack.
There are some that you just, all you do is say park, and the thing parks.
Boom.
It does... It pulls the what do they call that? The parallel parking, which nobody can ever do.
I love when people think they're crafty and they try to pull front in to a spot that needs to be parallel parked, but there's not enough room for them to do that. And then they try to do this like little back front. It's like, just pull out and back up.
Ken, I'm surprised you're not terrified about self-driving vehicles. I mean, you're afraid of everything.
I am not.
Well, yes, you are.
I'm afraid of deadly viruses. I'm not afraid. I love
it. If it's hermetically sealed, he's all on board.
It's not deadly for you, Ken.
Day ain't over.
That's true.
All right. Speaking of Ken, we got to get to what is trending.
Julian Edelman joins the Greg Hill Show this Friday. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Fletcher Granite, your local granite supplier, cutting and providing granite to our communities right down to the curbs outside your home and business. Fletcher Granite rocking it since 1881. It's official. Bill Belichick says practice is on this afternoon. That's the game plan anyway. No new positive tests. So 49ers, Patriots is on coming up this Sunday. You expect this to be a close game? Patriots game to be concerned about, Greg?
Well, no, I think you have to be concerned about it. I don't think that Cam Newton is going to come out and throw up the stinker that he threw up this past week, right? I mean, I think that in general, I would assume that practice makes a difference. I guess the question would be, do you get the Jimmy G that you got this week, or mm-hmm. do you get the Jimmy G that you had prior to that, right?
Correct.
I mean, he was almost benched.
It is stunning that the Patriots are 2.5-point favorites. I would not have anticipated
that. It's not to me, though, Curtis. I mean, they've played a couple really good teams to the end of the game. I mean, remove this past week from the equation, and you would expect that they would be at home, right? They'd be favored at home.
No, I agree if you remove last week from your mind, but I don't know
you
how
say,
you do
why,
that.
Why are you removing last week?
Right.
The answer is COVID.
Oh, okay.
COVID. Because COVID. It's the answer for everything this year. Because COVID.
They'll obviously need their receiving core to be better. Josh McDaniels talked a little bit about Julian Edelman needing to motivate Edelman at this point.
Well, I think everybody's the best way to play offense is for everybody to contribute and to find ways for everybody to contribute. And that's certainly my job. And, you know, I'm going to try to do the best I can to get him involved, but also, you know, try to get production from all the skill positions on the field.
So what does that mean? Does that mean Edelman is not having fun here? Does he miss his binky? Or, I mean, what are you guessing when it comes to Edelman?
Great question. I mean, he sounded better last week with us. He had a better phone. Maybe that swayed me. But I didn't think he looked depressed or checked out, but he's obviously been struggling the last two games. He and Nikhil, two catches combined this past weekend. I mean, that is unacceptable.
I mean, is it that he's doubled? I mean, is it that he's the guy that you're automatically keying on when if you're a defense playing? I mean, I don't know.
Great questions. Well, ask Edelman Friday, I guess, and get the Wiggistrator out there.
I don't think he's – but he doesn't – you say motivate. I don't think that's what Josh McDaniels was saying there. I think he was saying that he's got to find ways to get him involved in the offense.
Yeah. Mookie and the Dodgers taking game one of the World Series last night. 8-3, the final bets with a couple of steals in the same inning and then scoring from third on a grounded first. Head-first dive, sparking the inning. Homered later. And first player in baseball history to have a couple steals, a home run, and a couple runs scored in the same game. So quite the debut. Game two tonight with 8:08 first pitch, Blake Snell opposing rookie Tony Gonsolin. Expected to go just a couple innings. That's what's trending in the Greg Hill Morning Show.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Yeah, well, I mean, as a team, we need more time on a practice field than we've had recently, so hopefully we'll start getting that this week, and that'll be good for all of us. I think we all need to, you know, work on fundamentals and awareness and anticipation and things like that. So, you know, it's true of every position. But obviously, in a passing game, quarterbacks, receivers, backs, tight ends, you know, there's a lot of that, and we need it on defense as well, and defensive recognition. So, you know, that's something that we're, I would say, all maybe not starting all over, but we need a lot of work on that.
Breakfast at Tiffany, she said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it, and I said, well, that's one thing we got.
this morning and repeating the his mantra of the week, which is that they need practice. And it bothers me when there are those who say that's an excuse. I mean, is there any coach, could you argue? I mean, Cam Newton said it on this show. I think first time we had him on, that there is nothing better than Bill hands-on in practice pointing things out to you that you have never thought about in your football career. So is it not possible that it makes more difference, practice does, with Bill on this team than it does on any other football team?
I disagree, because I think Belichick is so great, so smart, that when you throw adversity and other outstanding issues to your team, that he will handle it better than other teams. And so far this year, he has not.
I mean, you'd agree Vrabel did a better job off no practice than Belichick did, just by comparison.
Well, Wiggy would tell you, if he were here, and he's off for today and tomorrow, which actually means today is the best day of the year to criticize Cam Newton. So if you want to say something negative about Cam Newton, this morning is the morning to do it, because Wiggy won't be able to defend him. But
you're a fraud.
Wiggy would tell you that the situation with Vrabel and the Titans is because there's the majority of those key players know the system and have been in the system for a while, and that they have more talent. They have way more talent.
Well, whose problem is that? There's a general manager around here. His name is Bill Belichick, whose job is to bring talent in.
I mean, they should have beaten the Broncos, practice or no practice. That is not a good football team.
And you're giving nothing to the COVID disruption, right, Curtis? There's
I'll trust Vegas. Vegas said the Patriots would win by 9 points.
Yeah. This is, speaking of Cam, this is Jack. What's going on, Jack?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
And Danielle?
Hello.
Especially you.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay. Funny, because the three things I do best are, well, the same things you do best. Anyway,
what
you guys were talking about, you know, reading the news and screwing and stuff like that.
Oh, the news.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay. How would you know about that, Jack?
Okay. All right, Jack.
You say it every time you do the news. Anyway, you were talking about Cam's arm, and was it injured when that guy hammered it?
Yeah.
When he got sacked or whatever. Well, I was watching a show on, I don't know if it was ESPN or NFL Network, and they were highlighting that he was not setting his feet properly. That's why the ball was coming up short.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed the Seattle game where his mechanics were great. Mm-hmm. And he had a great game. Okay. So it's just a simple adjustment, mechanics, and he'll be fine.
And where does that adjustment occur?
It's setting his feet instead practice. Of throwing off the back foot in practice, right?
It occurs in practice.
Correct.
It occurs in practice.
All right, let's just talk about practice. Today they're going to do some Oklahoma drills. I think they'll do well.
Mm-hmm. Well, a texter says it's a bad look that a Belichick team needs practice, but the Titans and Mike Vrabel don't.
We're talking about practice.
It's a great observation that Ken made at the beginning of this. It's true that Mike Vrabel has been a better coach this season at handling the pandemic than Belichick has.
Now, the NFL did screw the Patriots. That was your lead a couple days ago, Greg, and you're right about that. That locker room was devastating because they lost Shaq Mason.
Mm-hmm.
They lost Ferentz. They lost three linemen for a game. I mean, and a
they had
defensive
no room
lineman.
In there.
There. But they did not. The Patriots didn't conduct any rogue practices. The Titans did.
And how about that? The NFL, with a little slap on the wrist for the Titans, couldn't prove it, I guess,
yeah.
After coming out and saying they were going to bring the hammer down. What a joke.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Well, I was going to just tell you what you just mentioned. Good morning, everybody. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Steve.
I don't know if you guys have dementia or what, but the Tennessee Titans, you failed to say that, had several practices off-site with Tannehill taking a bunch of the guys and practicing while they had the problem.
Right, but Greg's so telling us, Greg, Steve, Greg's telling us that the Patriots need leadership and coaching at their practice. There was no coaches at their practice.
I understand that. I think of your practice on your own. It's really like the same. I'm sure it's not as obedient, so to speak. You know, you're not going to get the pressure, but at least you're out there with the guys throwing the ball or doing whatever you got to do, drills and all that. So there is a value to it, I would think.
Steve, do you really think that Cam Newton is going to come out this week and look like the guy that he looked like on Sunday, or do you think that he's going to look like the guy that he looked like in the first three games of this season?
He won't look like it either. He'll be in between. I think he needs a little time because, number one, he's recuperating from the virus, and number two, you did have a couple of weeks off where you never saw the field. So, and, you know, I mean, the guy's not 20 anymore either. He's, what, 31, 32? So he's going to need a little more time, I think. I don't think he's going to be up to speed. No, I think he's going to be in between.
He's not, by the way, he's not recuperating from the virus. He was asymptomatic, right?
Yes.
And it was a practice, not five practices. It was an A practice. They were spotted at a private school. The students there noticed the Titans practicing. I guess you couldn't miss that on September 30th. So let's stop this nonsense that they got to practice and the Patriots didn't.
Okay, but they certainly have essentially the same team that they had last season.
That's right, and I think Patriots fans always are sticklers for little details and rules, so I think that they should be angry at the Titans for maybe doing something against the rules.
I don't care about that. I don't mind those guys having a rogue practice. Like, who gives a
But you saw our text line
that.
On Monday. Fans are all butthurt about
that. No, but what I'm saying to you is if everybody wants to compare, because you only have two COVID teams, right? So everybody wants to compare the way the Titans came out on that Tuesday night against Buffalo and the way the Patriots came out against Denver. The Titans didn't have nine opt-outs.
That's true.
Two key players
but
opting
all
out.
We would be hearing about, Greg, if the Patriots won and the Titans lost is how Belichick handled COVID brilliantly. Look at this team. No matter what you throw at them, they win. When in reality, the guy that used to play for Belichick has handled it far better than the coach.
Can somebody play the role of Wiggy and talk about how incredible Cam Newton is for the next 10 minutes, please?
You're a fraud.
Sign him now. That price tag keep going up.
Right. Just think
You're
about
not
it.
Never going to have any success if you don't sign Cam Newton.
If you look at
the Patriots are the best team in the AFC.
Think
hello,
about it.
Hey, hello, Brian.
Yeah, how are you guys?
What's hey, up, Brian?
Hey, morning. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, long-time Pats fan, but I've lived in the Carolinas, so I know Cam well. I've watched him for years down in the Carolinas, and welcome. This is kind of what he does. He plays down to his competition. The games that he's supposed to win, and he'll look great at certain games against real good competition, but the games that he's supposed to win, he plays down to them, and he'll lose them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like he was playing down to the Broncos. I feel like he looked like a guy who hadn't touched a football in 2 weeks because he wasn't allowed to. I mean, that's what he looked like to me.
It looked like he had never seen a football at some of those throws. I mean, he was short hopping guys.
Cam Newton is a very, very attractive man.
can we please somehow try to get some kind of upscale fashion recreation so we can dress Wiggy in the same outfits as Cam, and he can send him pictures and be like, hey, look.
Wait, you mean on Mondays, Wiggy comes in dressed like Cam for the Cam interview?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. We're going to try to make that work, baby. This is Bob. Bob, what's up?
Well, I'm just calling. You're talking about no practice time. The defense played phenomenal, kept them in the game, the red zone defense. And as soon as Denver stopped the running game of the Patriots, they just lined up and challenged Newton to throw the ball. And that's what I saw.
Yeah.
So I don't buy the no practice thing. I really don't.
You don't?
Not the way the running game played.
It's just in your mind, it's just a bad football team.
Well, it was on Sunday.
I think that the offense is bad. The defense is playing well. And let's not forget they're losing two of their key players for the season with Chung and Hightower.
Yeah.
Those are two of your leaders on the field.
Yeah.
And the defense stepped up. So the offense needs to do the same thing. Take a hit from the defense, put yourself together, and play as a group.
I know what your answer is going to be, but I want you to say it. So if you look at this the Seattle game, that's they had the benefit of playing a horrible defense, right? I mean, essentially that's why Cam is able to throw for almost 400 yards in that game.
I think when the game is on the going the Patriots' way, playing with the lead, Newton's your guy. You know, he can run around, he can do his thing. When you're trying to catch up in the fourth quarter with under 10 minutes to go. And you make mental mistakes and just not coming through in the clutch. I know we're used to it for the last 20 years that you're in the game to the last second.
Yeah.
But that's not the case anymore. You need to lead in order for Cam Newton to play well, I think.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think you could say trend-wise, it takes them a while to get going. I mean, I don't
never played football. What are you talking about?
I don't know. If you look at the first quarter, I mean, this team has struggled in every single first quarter, correct?
But part of that's Poyer, though. That first quarter from Poyer was unbelievably bad. You're right. The first quarter this past weekend was terrible, too.
Yeah.
So no excuses this Sunday, though. We're all on the same page?
No, I mean, I don't think there are any excuses. They're practicing today.
Right.
There's no more moral victories.
They've decided not to amputate Cam Newton's right arm.
Well, Curtis, are you denying that he probably got hurt on that play?
I'm sure a lot of football players get hurt on a lot of plays. And if he was really hurt, he shouldn't have been playing in the fourth quarter. I'm serious. If he's really dinged up, that would have explained the poor performance and given Stidham an opportunity to get in the game.
You really think that Cam Newton or Bill Belichick or anybody else has confidence in the fourth quarter of a game that they want to try to win with either Stiddy or Hoyer?
Zero, no.
A banged up Cam Newton, banged up right arm Cam Newton is better than either of the two of them.
What are you talking about? You could have short hop balls to receivers just like he did.
Oh, Lord.
Keep it up, homie.
We've lost our collective mind.
All right. 617-779-7937 is the number if you want to call or if you would prefer to text. The text line is 37937. Wiggy is off today and tomorrow. Rob Ninkovich of ESPN will be in here tomorrow morning. On Friday, we will talk with Julian Edelman and with Devin or Jason McCourty of the New England Patriots. Also, we will get the locks of the week from Scott's mom at some point on Friday's show, so be here for that.
A female voice in a male-dominated sports world.
I'll be honest with you, the real reason I wanted to call is I wanted to say what's up to Danielle. I am incredibly attracted to her because she is witty, sounds extremely intelligent. You get to look at Danielle, and I'm building a cloning machine specifically for Danielle because I think every woman in the world should be just like her. Brings about a whole entire level of attraction. She just holds her own and she's shot as attacked. Danielle, you gotta go, girl. Danielle.
Back to the Greg Hill Show featuring Danielle Murr on Sports Radio WEEI.
Why did they? Why? You missed the Red Sox. Why did you trade this guy, Mookie Betts?
I wasn't a GM.
Ooh, baby.
I would have given some of my salary to sign.
So they were rebuilding. Rebuilding. Rebuilding.
It is what it is. Dodgers, enjoy Mookie.
Oh, David Ortiz piling on. What, does he not have the lifetime job anymore? What's going on with that?
Yeah,
the Red Sox aren't paying him? He's not on the payroll
his
anymore?
His salary went to Ed Davis to do the deep dive investigation into the Dominican.
That's important.
I mean, Mookie didn't want to be here. Hello, Nick. Oh, look at Nick.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning,
and,
Nick.
And good day to you, sir.
Curtis!
So what you're saying is, with your lead at 6...
Well, Greg...
Oh, wait a second. How about we get Antonio Brown?
Blah, Tom Brady.
Well,
in case you missed the show, that was the first
that
four
That really
hours.
Was no. very that was succinct. That was a well, great summary.
I didn't put in any... the crash at exit 17. East Coast Metal Granite.
It's nice to see you.
It's great
to see, nice to see you.
Listen, this
no
is like, guys,
in there, though. What the
guys
hell?
We have a wonderful working relationship now. You know, I'm that relative to this little family here.
Mm-hmm.
I've not been excommunicated so much that it's like we know how to holiday together now.
Correct.
Like, we're good
listen,
for, like...
You,
the...
What are you talking was... about? Greg was about to opt for Dale instead of you this morning.
you're like Lou Merlone. You are the utility guy around here, and you are needed in lots of different places, so...
And I appreciate it.
I am fine that you are needed elsewhere, and that to have you join us every once in a while for the crossover.
Who doesn't love a good extended crossover? Almost like a truly hard lemonade.
But don't you believe that when it comes to Mookie that he didn't want to be here?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. So this nonsense about watching him last night and going, oh, imagine if that was our guy. Imagine if the Red Sox. He wasn't going to sign a deal here.
Now, why didn't he want to be here? Because I raised the possibility, and I got yelled off the radio for it a couple months ago when he left town.
It's as simple as this. The money he got versus what the Red Sox offered probably would have played out in the wash. Honestly, like, you can't say, like, oh, well, the taxes in L.A., he got so much more money. Like, no, that's an expensive state to live in. This is an expensive state to live in. The deals would have ultimately sort of worked out or been in the wash. I really think that he thought, sure, I should take myself to market, but when he got a chance to go to L.A., he's a star out there. There's less. I mean, it's media market number two, but there is way less pressure on you in Los Angeles by Manhattan Beach at Chavez Ravine than there is at Fenway Park in Boston, where we're all on top of each other and we are powered by dunks and angst.
The Hollywood people are the stars in California, not the athletes.
Also YouTube influencers and IG people like kids who can play video games.
The TikTok people. The OnlyFans people. I saw a thing last
You're
night.
You're so right, though. It's ridiculous.
This can't be accurate. I saw a thing last night on the
Babylon Bee.
The OnlyFans.
Battlefield Earth.
The highest earners on OnlyFans. I didn't even know who was number one, but who it was. But number two was Cardi B. And I think the number was $7 million a month.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Stupid, ridiculous, because they have all these subscribers.
$7 million a month?
Yes.
No wonder Wiggy wanted to get an OnlyFans.
The number one earning OnlyFan in Boston is Glenn Ordway.
Yeah.
But
that's like when Ordway just orders a Thanksgiving sandwich and eats it in a Speedo.
I think the number one earner.
I killed Curtis with that. He's dead.
By the way, you need to do. A texter says you need more of your Curtis impression on the show.
By the way, Curtis is not doing well according to the calls that are banked up as well. No, which means it's a good Wednesday.
If Curtis has pissed everybody off, I don't know what they're all pissed off. All these callers, I don't know.
Well, isn't that the rule, Greg? After 29 years. I mean, you know, if you're not making at least half the audience angry, then you're not doing your job.
Yeah, I mean, Curtis makes 100% of the audience angry. But here's Jose. Hello, Jose.
That hurts.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's your issue with Curtis?
So, I'm not even a Patriots fan, but from the moment Cam got to the Patriots, Curtis has always had something to say.
Yeah.
Always bad. You know, like, here earlier he said, you could have been throwing passes into the dirt. Are you serious? Come on. Let's be real.
How do you look in the fourth quarter on Sunday, Jose?
He looked bad, and I give it to you. I completely understand.
I praised him after the Seahawks game. He was awesome. I said he was the best interview in the history of Boston the other day.
But at the same time, you're talking out of two sides of your mouth. Because when he first got here, you're like, oh, but his haircut and the way he dresses and blah, blah. It's like, dude, who cares if he's not clean shaven?
What?
It's not
I
like
never said
he
that.
Wore a mohawk to work. Yes, you did. Look at the tape.
Yep,
Not only that, but then... Even earlier today, you were talking about I forget what it was, the point you made, but it was about a law. Which is like, dude, are you serious? Come on. What are we doing? What are you doing, bro? You sound crazy. You sound like you rub mayonnaise on your chest and you let your cat lick it off your nipples. It's a dog.
That
went to a very dark place.
All right, that's
very
actually
quickly.
Obviously Jose subscribes to Curtis's OnlyFans page.
That's just his Patreon.
Leave that kind of activity to the CNN legal advisor, will you please?
Hashtag #TubinBurn. But I get what Jose's saying, but I don't think Curtis is being completely disingenuous about this because Cam Newton, straight up, was not good Sunday. Absolutely was not good.
Horrible.
And we went through several phases of grief and processing and anger after the horrific 18-12 loss to the Broncos on Sunday. First it was, they have no WAPONZ. That's an issue with the Patriots. Then Belichick. We blamed Belichick for a while. Then the All-22 came out, and then we realized, like, Cam had a bad day. But last night, Phil Perry, who does a great job breaking down the Pats with Tommy Curran, put out a clip on Twitter where you could see that a rusher, I think it was a safety, blitzed up the middle, got a hold of Cam's shoulder.
Yeah,
and ripped
we were talking
it back.
About that
yeah.
earlier.
He obviously was hurt in the second half of the game.
I think he was hurt.
His mechanics fell apart.
Yeah.
And he's got to also start, like, Belichick's got to tell him, rip the training wheels off, start taking the easy route, and hit Asiasi, who was open about 8-10 times in the game. They got to build some trust there. Otherwise, you're doomed to Izzo, and that's a bad fake, Greg.
This is George. Hello, George.
Hey, guys. I called earlier. Thanks for Let me get back on.
Oh, that's a violation, but go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, this is going to be the best call day. Curtis, you keep saying that the Patriots are cheap. If I can have the opportunity to explain to you how they are not cheap and how other NFL teams aren't, because fans really are undereducated on this. There are two numbers. There's cash spending and cap hits. Each NFL team has to spend 90% of the salary cap in cash over a four-year period. All cash goes to the cap. The cash spending, if you sign, let's say, a four-year, $48 million contract, and you get a $40 million signing bonus, after year one, $48 million goes towards the cash spending, and your cap hit is $12 million a year.
Okay, if I could just jump in for a quick second, George. This season, 2020, the Patriots have the second lowest total cash spending in the NFL, $149 million.
Okay, if I can explain that. Now, all cash must go to the cap. So before free agency started, after the roster was filled out, because you have to look at the cap number after the roster was filled out as a true indication of spending, the Patriots were at the cap before all their opt-outs. So that means because salary cap can be carried forward by future years, that the current cap situation is a direct reflection of prior cash spendings. So the Patriots, if they were at the cap right after the roster was filled, before the players opted out, meant they have spent more than 99% of the cash on future year salaries. Now, Brady, the reason why that number's low is Brady's dead cap hit was $13 million. That means they paid that in cash in prior years. Now, you bring up the Saints. The Saints have been famous for pushing cap money forward. Here's the problem.
I never brought up the Saints. I never mentioned the Saints.
You did.
I mentioned the Bucks.
Okay, and I'll address the Saints because they're the example. Drew Brees has pushed forward a lot of money in his salary over the years, and the Saints have had to press the reset button multiple times if they wanted to do that. The Patriots never. Drew Brees' dead cap hit number, if he retires next year, guess how much that is?
$56 million.
Yeah.
In total cash spending,
it's literally
$1 billion.
In total cash spending in 2020, the Patriots rank last in the NFL, 9 million fewer than the 31st team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. So why am I wrong and you're right?
That is correct. I'll tell you, you have to look at the average 4 years because they already paid Hightower his signing bonus. Hmm. That $13 million that they would have paid Brady if they paid out that signing bonus year by year.
George, do you think it has anything to do?
You're manipulating it. You have to look at 4 years.
I'm looking at it right in front of me.
Amy!
George, do you think that the fact that the Patriots are not spending more money this year is in any way related to the inability to have fans at the game? Because, according to Forbes, they are losing the second most revenue in the NFL this season.
Nothing more compelling than a good cap argument between Curtis and a listener. Uh-huh. I want more. Unfortunately,
let's get back to what's that liquid in your ear?
George left us, unfortunately. But
he did?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yes, boring conversation anyway. Luke, we're going to have company. There's my Star Wars reference for the day. Thank you, folks.
By the way.
Yes, sir.
Question for you.
Yes.
Is it Mrs. Fitzy who sings the Don't Throw Mercury in the Trash jingle from the commercial? That's what a texter would like to know.
I don't give away company secrets.
Don't throw mercury in the Febreze.
Put mercury in the trash.
Okay, it's not her.
Yeah. Sure, that's
No, her baritone's good when she needs to go there, but she's normally a soprano.
Yeah.
And by that, I don't mean gabagool, you know what I'm saying? There's a little singing education for you.
All right.
Do you guys have a good show? Where was Wiggs today, by the way?
Well, he's off today and tomorrow. He's off for a couple days. We're going to have Ninkovich in tomorrow.
Nice.
So I assume that you're on board with Cam Newton. Everything's going to be okay as long as the injury isn't a thing. Or are you worried about Sunday?
There's cause for concern. There is both equal cause for concern because we've seen the deficiencies with the inability to stop the run and obviously the inability to get things going if Cam can't be Superman and there's no playmaker that Cam can dump it off to. And who knows what the offensive line's health is about. So today on the show, we will finally move on from the Denver debacle and make our way on to San Francisco. I think if anything, Greg, it's going to be a tight game. You will see the most precise, best effort. You will see them coached up to a T Sunday because Belichick was embarrassed on Sunday. Bill had a bad day at the office. Not challenging that James. 2 days later, that is still stuck. And that is a corn kernel right up front.
The James White, that challenge. Yeah.
It was a yard and a half.
Yeah. But he kind of explained it, sort of, when he was on OMF.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
You could challenge multiple plays during the course of a game.
Yeah, and if my aunt had a blank, she'd be my uncle. What do you mean?
And you guys have Doc Emmerich on today.
Oh, what a pleasure to have.
I know.
Donor to Danielle's fund, animal friend, and of course the greatest voice in hockey play by play, if not play by play sports for the past 20 years or more. The great Doc Emmerich at 11:45 waiver wire Wednesday to fix your fantasy team, and at 1 o'clock Tom E. Curran will join the program.
All right. Crossover with Nick has been brought to you by National Lumber. Visit them at national-lumber.com. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Dale and Keith and Nick is next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.